Blog Talk Radio.
Gangsta Holistic Barbershop Conversations. It's time to open up the shop and chop it up. Welcome to Gangsta Holistic Barbershop Conversation. I am your host, health and wellness advocate and author, Jay Allen. And yo, along with me on the ride, as always, is the Southern Boy. I got it right this time. The Southern Boy.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Third's Eye View. What's cracking with you, man?
What it do? What it do? Hey, man.
What it
beautiful
do,
day, man.
Man.
Woke up this morning and had so many options, and I chose the happiness out of all of them.
Okay, well, man, hey, that's exactly what you're supposed to do, man. You know, I try to do the same thing, you know, stay in good spirits, you know, and it's not always easy, right? But you know what? Well, practice, hey, practice makes perfect, okay? Now,
every
people,
time.
Today we are talking about a very important subject. We're talking about dopamine, okay? We're talking about that neurotransmitter, all right, dopamine drip, doing what makes you happy, okay? What gives you that feeling of happiness, joy, satisfaction, okay? And in turn, what do you give back to that feeling, okay? Is it a healthy, what you're giving, is it healthy back to that feeling, okay? The best and the worst decisions are made off of emotions, okay? So with that said, what we're going to try to do at the end of this show, we're going to try to secure a healthy balance, okay, when it comes to this dopamine thing and satisfying that that itch of yours. So as we always do, yo, people, if you guys want to call in, the number is 515-602-9763. Once again, that's 515-602-9763. This is Barbershop Conversations. All right. So, you know, we always got to roll out the red carpet for my brother, you know. Throw them size 11s on there. Go ahead and do your thing, man.
All right. We're talking about that dopamine drip. So, as always,
yes.
let's define what it is and which we are about to speak upon. All right?
Okay.
Real simple definition of dopamine. I'm actually reading this one out of psychologytoday.com. Dopamine helps regulate movement, attention, learning, and emotional responses. Y'all listen very carefully to what it actually regulates. It also enables us only to see rewards, but to take action to move toward them. And since dopamine contributes to feelings of pleasure and satisfaction as part of the reward system, the neurotransmitters also plays a part in addiction. Dopamine is serious. Dopamine is serious. Now, we're talking about dopamine drip today. We also talked to my brother. We're probably going to do one on serotonin, that serotonin sauce, and show you how they have to work together and why they pretty much do some of the same things but regulate one another. We're talking about a dopamine drip today, though.
Right. And when we talk about the dopamine, one thing that we definitely going to dive into real quick from the jump, we're going to dive into addiction because that is kind of what it revolves around. A bit, okay? And if you're not careful, right, if you're not careful, then you can find yourself falling into some addiction of some sort because, like we said, it's that feel-good neurotransmitter, okay? It is that feel-good neurotransmitter. So, like with addiction, it's labeled as like a neurological disorder, okay? That affects, like he was talking about earlier, he talked about the rewards, like the reward system, in the brain, so to speak. Okay, so like in a healthy person, right? If you kind of healthy, and I don't mean just like physically healthy, But if you like mentally healthy, then it'll work in a way to where it's reinforcing your critical behaviors. Like, okay, when to eat.
Bingo.
Okay. When to eat, when to sleep, okay? When to take a drink, okay? When to have some type of social interaction or something like that, right? For example, so you were just talking about, like, it tells us, like, when to do certain things. Like, so this is a quick example.
Yeah.
So if you are not a – let's just say you haven't eaten. Okay, so the dopamine in your system is going to tell your hand to go reach for some food, right? Because it knows what type of feeling is going to come after you do that. It's going to be some sort of feeling of satisfaction. It'll make you feel good, right? Right, but you have to, it got to be a healthy balance between that, right? Because you start coming in with different issues if that is, I mean, because, okay, we all like to eat. We all like, you know, the food is flavor, especially a lot of food these days that a lot of us are eating is just no good for us. And it's got all this stuff in it that, you know, it tastes good, but it's not necessarily so good for you. So
Absolutely. That
stuff is like, it's triggering that dopamine to make
you
grab it. Or if we talk about a sex addiction, right? It's that dopamine that's saying, yo, third eye, make that call. You know she, hey, third eye, call her, dog.
That feel good.
It's that feel good. That's that one that's telling you to pick up that smoke. That's the one that's telling you to, hey, take another drink. You know, so you really have to be careful on how you, you know, it's a thin line. It's a really, really thin line. You mentioned earlier that we may want to kind of do a show later about, like, serotonin and things like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and slide it on over to you, brother, and let you do your thing.
Yeah. Now, with the, like I say, we'll get into both of the dopamine and the serotonin and how they work with one another while kind of sort of doing the same thing. But as far as the dopamine, I mean, everything they explain with dopamine is, like, totally on point. And we're talking about addiction. You got to remember, there are numerous, millions of addictions. And addiction is not a negative word. Society has made it that. There are some great addictions. You might be addicted to eating healthy. You know what I'm saying? You might be addicted to serving others. You may be addicted to building your own company, writing a book, losing weight. You know, you can't, but it's all about balance. That's all about balance and how you do it. And once you get focused on those things, that becomes what that dopamine does. If you ever seen somebody like that out there hustling on the block and you just watch them blow, because that money, that lifestyle is driving that dopamine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See somebody in the music business giving it all up, or somebody that building an entrepreneur, building their own thing, and they just like, they put everything to the side in order to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're running off that dopamine for success or to thrive and things of that nature. What happens is it becomes unbalanced. Because we get an overload of dopamine and not enough serotonin, which we'll get in labor. But that dopamine is very important when it talks about addictions. Hey, chasing that next high. Drinking.
Right.
You know, you're already drunk. You're so drunk now, it doesn't matter. Whatever you drink after that, you're not going to get any tipsier. So it's that dopamine is overloaded now. You're overloading it in order to keep pleasing it in a negative way. But everything in life is about balance. And understanding how the brain works, understanding how the neurons in your brain, which is your nervous system, understanding how your nervous system works and how and what things can affect that. Simple thing. You know, people say, you're getting on my nerves and stuff. But what they're talking about is something maybe more spiritual, something more emotional, more mental. When people are getting on your nerves, they're affecting your whole body. They are triggering something in your mind, the neurons in your mind. Become agitated and irritated because you have yet to figure out how to balance this out so everything is not a trigger and you pulling it, you know what I'm saying, in the wrong way. So understanding how dopamine, understanding how the body works, understanding how the mind works, it's going to save you in the long run, because as you begin to do things, you will be cognitive of those things.
Right. And one thing about it is that, for the most part, most people are cognizant of what's healthy and what is not so healthy, okay? A lot of this stuff is, it's not rocket science. Like, if you're doing something or there's something that you're indulging in or, you know, or partaking in that's not so healthy for you, you know about that, even if you enjoy it, okay? If it's not healthy, you know it. So also something to kind of keep in your back pocket as well is that those unhealthy habits that you are participating in a sense what they're doing, they are kind of like robbing or hijacking, like, your system, and it's turning your the dopamine that you is usually used for, like I say, critical needs, eating, drinking, all of these healthy things, is actually hijacking it and turning it into an addiction for things that are not conducive for your growth. Okay. Yeah. And a lot of this, not even a lot of this, most of this stuff, all of it is just like a temporary fix. Okay. When you talk about all of it, if you're talking about the alcohol, whether it's, you know, I interviewed Brother Grasshopper a couple weeks ago on Gangster With My Health, the vlog that we have. And basically, you know, he was talking about his alcohol addiction, his alcoholism, how he beat it. And that's what he said. One thing he said when he used to walk into the store, he gave the example like Richard Pryor was saying about the police on the comedy skit. He was saying that he would hear the Hennessy calling his name, you know, like, hey, Grass, come by me. And this is after he'd been sober for 2 days, right, you know, trying to beat the addiction. Mm-hmm. And he said, it's talking to him. And he said, it's talking to him more. Like, you ain't got to get a fifth. Just get a pint. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, you can mix you with something, right? And he said, then the Tangerine start talking and said, shut up, Hennessy. Grasshopper, come over here. So it's that serious, right? It's that serious.
It's real, for real.
When you feed into it, you know, it can really get serious. And especially when there's some type of repetition behind something, it makes it that much more powerful. Any type of habit, whatever it is. You know? Like you said, if you like to drink, you know, if you like to smoke, if you like a sex addict or whatever it is, like, the more that you keep feeding it, it's kind of like going fuel on the fire because of this dopamine. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you're handling it the wrong way. Totally the wrong way. Okay? And
absolutely.
Like you said, it's not all about the you know, sex and the drugs. You know, like I said, he could even be eating. It could be sleeping. All right? You might be a lazy person. You're just always lazy, right?
Yep.
Right? You wanna keep hitting snooze because, you know, when you get up, you're gonna have a sense of satisfaction, like, oh, I got that sleep. Right? That's that dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like you at the circus, bro, and you like you walking like a tightrope, right? One side is the healthy side, the other side is not so good. Okay? So won't you talk about some challenges that you have that you didn't face, Third Eye, as far as like trying to keep that healthy center.
Oh man, to keep the healthy center.
Yeah, as far as like the dopamine is concerned. Mm-hmm.
Just like addiction and the dopamine, just like addiction, it's just a base, what he just said, it's just a repetition of doing the same thing, a cycle of things on and on and on and on that we just keep repeating. I spent about 10 years in drug addiction. And when I got to a certain point, I ended up coming out of that. After 10 years, I just walked away and walked into a treatment center and things of that nature. So I created these patterns, these behavioral patterns. I'd be creating these thinking patterns. I'd be creating these behaviors and over doing the same things. So anyway, because that became a habit. So the best way to break a habit is with a habit. So the same things I did out in the streets and the shelters and under the bridges and stuff like that, in the same way I finagle people and hustle to get dope, what happens is you take that, say, you have this ambition about you. You have this part of you that's never going to die, and it's always going to be a part of you. It's all about how do you choose to use the gift in which you had. Mine was I was a manipulator. You know, I didn't have to fight. I didn't have to buck up anything like that. I understood psychology. I knew how to play on people's egos and feed them. I knew how to finagle my way out of with conversation and things of that nature. I knew how to move. So I was the more psychological cat in the trap. while everybody else is trying to thug it out and stuff like that. I played the opposite roles. That's how I was able to survive, because I was able to see and read people. Now I've come over to this side. I'm able to do it again, because what happened is I've created a new habit by doing the same things but doing it in a different environment, with a different intention, with a different understanding of myself, and also with different goals in mind. The goal wasn't just to get high anymore. The goal was to, first of all, get back my sanity, my spirituality, and my mind back, because those had diminished. So I hung around people who were doing the same things, who wanted to get, you know, clean themselves. I did that for about 3 years in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, known as AA or NA. Just constant repetition with them. But this is the key when we talk about balance. As beautiful as much as I needed those people, I am so grateful for those 3 years. The only reason I stopped going, because right now I entered into another habitual pattern, a cycle of getting clean, and I wasn't living life. Because I was like, I got tired of sitting in the rooms. I hadn't touched cocaine or crack in 3 years, but we're still talking about it every day. For me, that was like, hey, the dope's still in control, because that's all we talk about. I got out in the streets, so I don't have to deal. What else is going on in the world besides this? So that's when I had to expand. I had to change that, because I met my daughter's mom one time. I was doing something. I'm like, hey, we got to get back, because I got to go to my meeting and stuff like that. And she's like, man, you're addicted to those meetings. And I was like, man, I got to go. You know, and it wasn't probably like a week later I heard what she said, and I was able to see myself. I said, shit, I'm back in an addictive behavior again. It wasn't as destructive, but it can't have me stalemate and not growing.
Well,
anymore.
You know what? Let me say this real quick. One thing that's very one thing that's very interesting is that, you know, Brother Grasshopper, when he was on the show, he kind of said something similar to what you said. He said he went to the AA meeting.
Okay.
And he said at that time he had got involved with some older brothers that, you know, they had beat alcoholism, and they were kind of like, you know, showing him some different things to kind of, you know, make himself a better person.
Exactly.
And being part of that circle, one thing that they always taught him is that, you know, we speak things into existence. You know, so we speak positive things. We don't speak anything negative. So he said it got to a point where him going to AA and them telling him he has to say, I'm an alcoholic. He said, I couldn't do it no more, Jay. He said, because I wasn't about that.
Bingo.
He said, I was about speaking life into myself. I can't keep saying I'm an alcoholic when I'm trying to get away from it. You know what I mean? So
happened to me.
Brother, that's deep.
That's exactly what happened to me. Because I dealt with a brother who took me under his wing. Was a Dr. Kareem Jordan. He was a psychologist, brother, one of the most brilliant men I ever met. He used to come to our treatment and teach a class 3 times out a week. And he snatched me up. He's like, I've been doing this a long time, and I know when somebody got it. He used to take me along with him and just told me to listen, don't speak. He showed me the addictive behavior in the rooms of AA and Narcotics Anonymous. And he even said something. This is like 12 years ago. He was like, why do you keep calling? He said, does a cancer patient say that I'm a cancer patient? No, they say I'm a survivor. Why y'all keep talking about, hey, my name is Eric and I'm a drug addict? And I was like, nah, I'm a king. I'm a god. I'm a black man.
That's right. That's
why
right.
I can't say that?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
What Brother Grasshopper was saying, we're on the same page. That's like, I can't. What a man thinketh and what a man tells himself he becomes.
That's right.
And I was beyond that.
That's right.
I had to get out of that in order to grow.
That's very powerful, man. That's powerful.
Things that are good can't be bad. I'm just saying what Jay was saying earlier, things that we got to do things in a healthy way. Now, good does not necessarily mean healthy. Good is that you're doing the opposite of what you felt was bringing negativity to your life. But doing things healthy means a proper balance of the good that you have endured and that you choose to go. So there's a difference, just doing good and also being healthy. Healthy is a balance. It's full. It's complete. Good is just a mood, a change of pace. So be very careful understanding the distinction between, because like I said, this is gangster holistic. We're talking about holistic. We're talking about health. That is a whole.
Right.
It's whole.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, bro.
All right. So, people, right now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. If you guys want to call up, you got something to say, let us know what's on your mind. All right, this Gangster Holistic Barbershop Conversation. I'm your host, Jay Allen. This is Third's Eye View. The number is area code 515-602-9763. Once again, that's 515-602-9763. This is Barbershop Conversations, and we will be right back after this break. Barbershop Conversation. I am your host, Jay Allen, and with me along on this ride is the Southern Boy Third's View. And we are talking about
what it do,
dopamine. Yeah, what it do, okay? We're talking about dopamine drip, doing what makes you happy. Now, on the first half of the show, we told y'all, it's a thin line, okay? Who sang that song back in the day, man? Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I'm going to have to play that right now. Look. Something like that. Y'all better stop playing with me. Okay? So, look. Yeah. It's a thin line, okay, between doing what makes you happy. There's a lot of stuff that makes you happy, but a lot of stuff ain't good for you. Okay? So, we talking about that now. You talked about the habits, bro. You spoke about habits.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about that. Now, sometimes you said to break a habit, you got to break a habit with a habit. That was like lovely how you put that, man. I'm going to have to clear the bank account out for you on that one. But I would say you're totally right on that. We talked about on several shows acting our way into the right thinking, not actually thinking what you need to do, but actually just acting. Just do it. Just jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Like Nike
absolutely
has one of the greatest slogans, just do it. It's plain,
yes,
it's simple. And that's real. Just listen, just do it. If there was two words of advice I could give anybody from everything that I've experienced in my life, like, you know, my whether it was my child or any of the young people or anybody out there, I would just say two words. Either don't wait or no hesitation. Okay. Get into it.
Okay.
Just do it. Once you start acting your way, then you're going to change the way that you feel about certain things, and your subconscious will start to change once you start actually moving on the stuff. But we could think all day, okay? Desire is great.
Oh, my God.
But
oh, my God.
Okay, desire is great. Now,
yeah,
when we talk
oh
about procrastination, I got to say this now, this cold, brother. You're going to have to you might have to put a lien on your house for this one right here, what I'm about to say, okay?
Ooh.
Now, ooh, right now, this is one of my favorite quotes, okay? And it says that no man can reach the heights of his greatness until he learns to kill the spirit of procrastination within himself. That's deep. That's deep. Until you stop sitting on your back pockets, right? Till you get up and take charge, not too much is going to change. All right, so let's talk about, we want to get into the solutions. Let's talk about, you know, some of these solutions as far as, like, balancing some of this stuff out. And that's the first thing. We got to start forming some habits. Like, that's the very first thing, okay?
Yes.
Because you know what you need to do.
Yes.
Okay? You know you up there.
Come
you
on.
You got, whether
come
you
on
got that booty call, you know what I'm saying, three times a week. Like, you, whatever it is, you know you need to cut out. All right? Whether you're drinking, you know, sodas and you're drinking Henny and all that good stuff, whatever, you need to cut it out. Right? Whether you just, you know,
come
getting
on
high out your mind, off whatever, like, you got to stop that. You got to stop that, right?
Yep.
So Third, I'm going to let Third go ahead and tell you guys some of the ways that you can maybe start trying to form some healthy habits so you can turn this dopamine thing around, okay?
one of the first things that I had to do, I think is also, when we talk about 12 steps, is one of the first things. The first step is say you got to admit when you're powerless. You have to admit when whatever it is that you're doing is not bringing you the power, the desire. I ain't talking about temporary desire. It's bringing you a cycle. We wanted something different. You have to admit to yourself that what you're doing may feel good. It may be nice. No, it's just a habit, and you're too scared to change. Admit that to yourself. I don't care if you admit it to anybody else, but also admit it to yourself first, and that's when the change can happen. Because once you do that and you admit it, every time you keep doing it, the thing I always tell people, the thing that you gain pleasure in becomes your new burden when you keep doing things that no longer bring you pleasure. So that thing that was bringing you pleasure is going to become a burden on your spirit, on your life, on your choices, on your decisions, on your soul. It's going to become your new burden, even though it brought pleasure. And what happens is we continue to try to do these things that don't. So first of all, what is it that you desire and what you want? Long term, not short term. We did the short term thing. So ask yourself, what is it? Okay, what am I doing? Can I still do this or should I be doing this? Or if I was to stop this, what would it help me save more money in this area, more time in this area, and things of that nature? What are you missing, and what is taking up most of that time? Identify these things here, and then you can begin to change in new frequencies, get in different habits, different how you move. The dopamine is all about your movement. It's all about one of the things is about your move, not all about, but about movement, how you move. And how you move is how you think and what you chase and what you want. So dopamine is very important about how in your movement. How do we move? It tells the body what to do. As he gave an example earlier, it's like he's going to tell you to reach for that food because the body knows it's going to happen when it gets that nutrients.
That's right.
And that's the same example for everything in our life. It's going to dictate how we move. We're going to move on pleasure every single time. That is only temporary, but we keep bitching and complaining that we want long term. You're not going to get it doing what you're doing. Say no to something. As a matter of fact, if you're not sure that you can do without it, try to do without it for about 21 days and then make a decision. But see, I already know it takes 21 days to change your habit.
That's right.
Give yourself 21 days just to see what's going on. Do something different. Do something other than what you used to been doing. What's the definition of sanity? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result?
Exactly.
Change the dopamine. You know what I'm saying? Find out, know what it is that you want, not what people are telling you, not what people are preaching to you. What it is that you desire, what you want. Because I guarantee you, the majority of us have played by society's rule book that I have never gotten a copy of. I've never got the PDF file in it. I don't know if this book exists.
You didn't get that copy?
You know what I'm saying? The book of society. Yeah, I need a copy of it. They say. I haven't yet seen that book yet. And we keep trying to live our lives according to this imaginary book that nobody can seem to produce. But you are the author of your life. You produce your book. You are a living story. You are writing your book as you go. You can't have somebody ghostwrite it for you. Write it for yourself. So simply know what it is that you want, first and foremost, and admit to yourself the things that you're doing and the ways you're going about things is not going to bring about what it is you deserve. That's one of the things I would tell you about.
Okay. Now, one thing that I'm going to slide in here real quick, this is for you people who are, you know, you guys get a little bit too down on yourself. You guys are too hard on yourselves, right?
Ooh,
it's a such thing as you don't want to be stagnant, but at the same time, you got to learn how to be patient with yourself, especially if these are habits that you guys have been forming or that we have been forming for years and decades and a long time. So sometimes you got to be patient with yourself. So if it's that day, talked about, you know, talking to yourself, and Shay was on the show a while back. She was talking about the same thing as far as, like, getting up in the morning, saying some affirmations, and actually questioning yourself, giving yourself some type of accountability. Where are we going today? What do we want our day to be like today? Are the decisions that we're going to make today set the pace for next week? What about next month? What about next year? I mean, you got to start, you know, and sometimes – these are not questions that you really want to ask yourself. It might seem weird, but honestly, this stuff actually helps. This stuff helps, really. And when you see that it helps, you know, and you really start buying into it, you will see that when you're not doing the work, then things get a bit more challenging. That's just how it works. Okay, that's just how it works.
Yeah.
So I would say, another thing is just to be patient with yourself. Okay, pace yourself. You talked about the. You gave us a lesson on the tortoise the other day? It was something like that. We were talking about breath. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, the tortoise. Tortoise takes 5 to 7 breaths
yeah,
per minute.
Yeah, break that down, man. I don't remember how you broke it down, but it was lovely.
We're talking about breathing. We're talking about spirit. And before the English language, it was a Latin word called spiritus, and it simply means breath. So when we speak about spirit, we're talking about breath. And I use the example of the tortoise. First of all, we're talking about how breathing helps expand life. You got people out there called breatharians that only live off of breathing exercise and things of that nature because that is life-giving. You know, all the biblical scriptures, the different religions and whatever book they choose to use, they're going to talk about spirit and breathing. So in yoga, you talk about breathing. When somebody's panting, hyperventilating, they say, slow down and breathe. And the reason the tortoise lives so long as they do, they take 5 to 7 breaths per minute. They move slow and everything of that nature, but their life span is just radical, all because of how its breathing is set up. So that's what we're kind of talking about, the breathing part.
Sure. Okay.
Another
thing let's bring up, which is very, very critical. When we're talking about anything as far as body function, we definitely got to talk about what we're putting in the body. So that's very important.
Oh,
it's holistic, so we deal with mind, body, and spirit. And that's an important part of it because it's just the fact that what you put inside your body is going to affect the way that you think, is going to affect the way that your body operates, it's going to affect the way that your body looks. Is going to affect all of that type of stuff. And it can't get to its highest functioning
Absolutely.
Self if you're not feeding it the fuel that it needs, okay? And that's just a fact.
Absolutely.
Once again, 2020 almost right now. So it's like all of this stuff you guys know. And if you don't know, I don't know, where are you at? Do you have Instagram? You got the internet because all of this stuff, all this information is readily accessible. I challenge you guys out there, Take one of the processed foods that you eat. Because everybody's, I don't want to say everybody, but a lot of people still eat processed food in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So take the ingredients from there and look at the back of the ingredients. And won't you Google them and just see what it is? I mean, a lot of times we put things inside of us. We don't even care to know what it is, where it came from. But you will be surprised what some of this stuff is, what they use a lot of these different ingredients for. You know, whether it's for construction or, I mean, you'll blow your mind, right? So we got to take
really
responsibility and accountability on that spectrum as well. So definitely what we put in our body, like you said, the meditation, what else did we talk about? We talked about meditation. We talked about also being patient with yourself, giving yourself some time. Third, I'm going to let you talk about dive into this real quick before we get out of here, how therapeutic exercising and physical activity can be.
Oh, man, that is probably one of the most important things. If you look at, if you're in your community somewhere and you see a group of anybody from the East, whether they're from India, Asia, and you'll see them every day walking. You'll see the whole family walking. It's the activity. Those also produce healthy dopamines. When you're tired, your muscles have been exhausted and things of that nature, when you get done, you feel so good. Your body may be hurting, but spiritually and mentally, you feel good because you accomplished something. You set out to do something, you accomplished that day, and you're like, man, that felt good. I don't feel like doing it tomorrow, but I'm going to do it anyway because now the new dopamines are like, yeah, now we got you in the rhythm and the flow. You're starting to see results. Before you see the results, you feel the results. When you start feeling the results, then you can't help but see the results because that's what is controlling your movement. It's controlling what it is that you want to accomplish and how you move and how you think. And for me, I dealt with like hypertension for years. I used to take their medicines and things of that nature, whatever. But what I found out, besides me even doing things holistically, well, that, you know, I do the milk thistles, I do the hawthorn berries, the garlics,
That's right.
Black seed oil, stuff like that. And it definitely works. But for my body, what I found out in conjunction with that, I have to be active. That activity plus what I put in my body controls it. And if I can, and basically, I can't do one without the other. I'm on the holistic side of it, but I have to get more active doing stuff.
That's a big part of it for us as black men, definitely, is being active. I mean, you could be, you know, doing the right herbs and eating the right stuff. Like, that's just a part of it. That's going to help your blood pressure go down. You know, it's going to increase and get that heart rate strong. I mean, I know this for a fact, okay? This is through experience. I'm telling you guys this through experience. So that's very, very key. It cannot just be your health is
major.
It's a job, people. It's a definite job. You know, the herbs, you know, the oils, the eating right, the exercising, the meditation, the taking the time for yourself. The all of this stuff is like it's really a job. It's really a job. Okay, we don't want to leave any holes anywhere because we don't want to let the enemy in, which is stress, disease, and all that other crap. Okay, we don't want to let that in. So we got everything up. So, hey, check this out, people. That's going to be it for the show. Dopamine drip, doing what makes you happy. Okay, you got to do what makes you happy. And we're not talking about that.
Absolutely.
Don't let us come to your doorstep and we have to, you know what I'm saying, we have to get on your head or something like that. We're still on them late night, four-day-a-week booty calls, and you're drinking your, you know what I'm saying, your Cavassier, and you're doing all of this stuff, okay? So get your thing right. Get it right. Before we get out of here, you guys go ahead and follow Gangsta Holistic. We are everywhere pretty much Gangsta Holistic. Go ahead and grab that book. Jay Allen has a book, Gangsta Holistic versus Volume 1. If you like that boring health and wellness, don't get the book. But like I said, if you like the content as raw as some of the food that you eat, then go ahead and pick that joint up. Also, we have the vlog. We have the vlog called Gangsta With My Health. We have previews of it on Instagram, and we're going to be throwing that up on YouTube and as well as our Patreon site. Last but not least, subscribe, gangstaholistic.com. Third Eye, tell them where they can find you at and tell them everything you got going on, brother.
We got Third Eye View pretty much everywhere. Also, check out HeyKing_. You can find that pretty much on all platforms as well. Hey King is a platform and voice for King for men to be able to express themselves, get men to open up a little bit more, you know, and then talk about our experiences because our experience has been suppressed. And also how to transform your mind. I am revising an e-book. I read through it. I had to update some things. So be on the lookout for Transforming Your Mind, the 3 Steps to Your Divine Self. E-book will be coming out also on heyking.co website, still coming soon. And we're going to rock and roll, y'all.
All right, people. So that's pretty much it. We want to thank you guys for joining us today. Next week, we got a special guest in the building. It's going to be Sister Ignite, okay? Sister Ignite Insight. She is a fiery one. We've done a few shows in the past, and you guys going to be in for a treat because she pretty much tell it like it is. She will put you over her knee, and she will spank that ass, okay? So you guys have yourself a great rest of your evening. We're going to be signing off. Peace and love, Gangsta Holistic Barbershop Conversation.
Dope.